Okay, hello and welcome to No Downtime, a podcast from Fort Rock Data Center located in beautiful Central Oregon. I'm your host, Connor Williams, and I'm joined today by Levi Mansell. He's the Director of Sales and Business Development here at Fort Rock. So in this show, we're going to chat about some of the ins and outs of the data center ecosphere, the technical needs and goals that our clients have, and of course, what we're doing to help them meet those goals and address some common questions and scenarios faced by folks that manage their organization's data. So I've been in the telecom industry for almost a decade now, which is a little weird to say out loud, but time flies when you're having fun. And I'm leading the marketing initiatives here at Fort Rock. I'm also a born and raised Oregonian, and I like to spend my free time playing disc golf, going fishing, and playing with my dog. Levi is a seasoned telecommunications professional focused on ensuring quality service to key business accounts. He leads all client initiatives at Fort Rock Data Center, specializing in delivering solutions for industrial, government, healthcare, and financial organizations with complex IT services. He plays the cello and enjoys exploring Oregon's beauty on the back of his GSXR motorcycle.
Say Gixxer.
It's his Gixxer.
Gixxer.
When he's not tending to his garden with his wife and two kids.
Aw.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Thanks for joining me on our first episode.
Yeah, it's exciting.
How's it going today?
I'm just nervous. Yeah, I'm doing good, but nervous because I'm a longtime listener, but first time talker. So, yeah.
This is going to be great. Yeah. So we were chatting about how we wanted to sort of kick this thing off. And you mentioned that a good place to start would be with cloud versus co-location. So
yeah, just going for the jugular, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Out of the gate.
Just jumping right into it. Yeah. So in your experience working with folks so far, what are some of the determining factors for organizations choosing to go with one versus the other?
Oh, man, it usually boils down to money. And when you have plenty of it, you just do whatever's easiest, you know. So cloud, you know, in terms of being popular, everyone's like, you need to get to the cloud, go to the cloud, everything's in the cloud. That's so 20 years ago. The pendulum is swinging back where you know, orgs are deciding that, you know, AWS, Cloudflare, and others maybe not be as reliable or optimal as they once thought, especially when it comes to cost. But yeah, I mean, it really just depends on the application and situation. For our clients, we've seen a lot of them. I mean, there's, I guess it depends on who it is, right? I would say probably 2/3 of our client base are focused on disaster recovery business continuity. So they're looking for alternatives for just having a data closet in their corporate headquarters. So they want to get out of the region. And for us, anybody that's in the I-5 corridor from, you know, Vancouver, BC, all the way down to San Diego, we're perfect because we're on the east side of the Cascade Mountain Range, sitting on, you know, 4,000 feet of basalt and granite. And from a FEMA standpoint, we're very low risk of a natural disaster. So we meet the criteria, but, you know, not technically being that far from, you know, Portland, Eugene, Seattle, et cetera. So very low latency when it comes to, you know, fiber connectivity. So there's really three factors that go into a data center that clients are looking for. And it's ease of doing business, no, I'm joking. Anyway, it's power, it's cooling, and it's connectivity. But really, I think the easy button is something that a lot of people look for. And that's one of the things that I think we try to differentiate. And you know, rather than saying you have to conform to, you know, our wants and wishes and our corporate, you know, this and that, the other thing is, it's like, how can we help you? What do you need? What are you looking for? And if we're not a good fit, we'll let them know we're not a good fit. I mean, we're a small data center. We're very niche. If you're looking for, like, you know, 8 megawatts for your AI startup that you're pumping, you know, 200 million into, we're not your cup of tea. You know, that's not us. You know, but if you're a regional company and you're looking to get out of your data closet and, in terms of uptime and connectivity, they want to make sure they're in a reliable facility.
Yeah.
That's, you know, not something you're going to find with all data centers. We're not all created equal or built the same. So,
right.
Now you go off on what makes a data center reliable, but I guess the question was really like cloud versus colo. A lot of it boils down to, you know, having control over your data and then also, you know, what those costs look like. A lot of times if you're trying to scale quickly, and you're going to go from a couple servers to a couple hundred. Cloud is good for that. It's, you know, you're not investing tons of money in a bunch of equipment. But if you have kind of a set footprint, you're probably better off not going to the cloud, because you look at the total cost of ownership over a period of 5 or 10 years, and again, depends on your requirements, but for what I'll call traditional compute, costs are way less with colo. And then the reliability and uptime connectivity there is just as good, if not better, if you do it right. So that's one of the things that we try to do is provide the, you know, not only the uptime and the rack space that you're going to need, but also the environment of having excellent connectivity. So we have a dozen carriers and connectivity providers today. And we also offer out-of-band management just out of the gate as a here you go, plus as part of the amenities, as opposed to being some big marked up, you know, circuit cost. So yeah, I think, I think for a lot of businesses, a lot of organizations out there, they're just looking to, you know, do what makes sense from a budgeting standpoint. They want to have control over, their, you know, their data, and, they want to have access to it 24/7, 365. So that's something that we can definitely help them with.
Mm-hmm. Well, in true Levi fashion, you anticipated my needs and my future question. So you talked a lot about things that people would need to look for in a reliable colo offering, from, you know, the redundant connectivity, high density power, efficient cooling, and of course, costs associated with it. So can you talk a little bit more about the importance of geographic diversification?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And some of the risks that organizations may face today.
Yeah, let's say we have a company ABC, right? ABC Inc. And, you know, they have their core systems on site. They have their, you know, their MDF and their IDF and their facility. And they've got all their servers in there and they're humming along. They have designers. They have, you know, manufacturing their ERP platform, their website, you name it. They're hosting it. They're cooking, you know, with gas. So then what happens is there's a gas leak and the place goes up in flames. If you think about how long it takes to recover from equipment dying, or from, let's say, worse yet, malware. Okay. Somebody gets infected and now your servers and all of your data are locked down. How long would it take for you to recover and be back up and running if something like that happened? So that's, you know, the $1 million or multi-$1 million question. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about like a fire, a flood, you know, the pipe bursts all the time. You don't hear about it, but it happens. You know, what would happen if it's something, you know, within your building, or worse yet, what if there's a regional issue, there's a flood, landslide, you know, there's a earthquake, you know, is a perfect example. If I've seen in the news a lot about, the Cascadia subduction zone, a lot of movement, especially out in the ocean plates, how there's, you know, rising craters and seafloor levels are changing, mm-hmm. and temperatures are going up as gases are being emitted. You know, there's definitely movement. The earth never sits still, even though it looks like it. But if you think about getting hit with an 8 or 9.0 magnitude quake, what that would do to your facility, and, you know, you can rebuild, but what if you lose all your data in that rubble? You know, that's the thing that you can't get back unless you have geographically diverse backups. So that business continuity, you know, is a requirement for government agencies and for some institutions, but really it should be for any business. You know, like if Bob was started working out and had his huge, you know, and you just have like a big thermos, a hydro flask, you know, sets it on top of the IT stack when he goes in to run a jumper real quick.
Right.
And forgot that he didn't put the lid on it all the way, knocks it over, your equipment gets fried. Yeah. I'm just making that up.
So things happen.
Yeah, things happen, you know. So what would it take to be back up and running? That's a question you can ask yourself. And if it's not something where you could be back up in an hour, well, what would that cost you?
Right.
A lot of businesses, if they have a major disruption, you know, like a major disaster, you know, the majority of them do not come back from that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, are you willing to shut your doors over a small fire that takes out your server room? Or could you do something to essentially hedge against that?
Wonderful.
And it's so doomy gloomy, you know?
Well, that's why it's important to have a disaster recovery plan and look at diversification, right? And making sure that you don't have all your eggs in one basket and you've got a backup plan. And,
absolutely.
You know, we're a little biased, but we think that Fort Rock has the solutions to help folks do that. With that in mind.
Not at all, sales pitch. Not at all.
With that in mind, you know, this was our first go at this, and we're looking forward to kind of making this our own. So that's actually going to do it for us today. Thank you so much for tuning in. For Levi Mansell, I'm Connor Williams, and we'll catch you next time here on No Downtime. Fort Rock Data Center is a purpose-built facility strategically located in the high desert of Bend in Central Oregon. We offer reliable business continuity and edge computing solutions that meet SOC 2 Type 1 compliance in a low-risk environment east of the Cascade Mountain Range. Learn more at fortrockdc.com. Background music by Maxim Malko from Pixabay.
Hopefully this isn't creating too much work to splice things.
Can we sing? We're like,
oh yeah. It was preferred, actually. Yeah.
I'm Connor Williams.
Way louder.
This is an outro. Anyway.
Oh my gosh. All right, here we go.